Hi, and welcome back to Central Point Podcast with me, Shireen. Thank you for returning. I do hope that you have had a blessed last week and wonderful weekend. We started this month with Jesus being the one who provides us the peace of God. Beautiful place to start, great place to build upon, because I want to press in further, because you know this podcast is all about identity, and another name for a child of God is peacemakers. And this is episode 10, beloved, simply peacemakers. Now, one of the names prophesied of Jesus is Prince of Peace, and that is found in Isaiah 9 verse 6, and I will be reading from the New King James Version for majority of this episode, and when I use an alternate version I will say, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, I cannot forget from last episode that shalom means safe. And I just feel like that was a beautiful gift for me personally from last week's episode. And it's going to just stay. I think it completely anchors my entire being. It's a really beautiful thing. But the anchoring scripture for this episode is taken from the fantastic Sermon on the Mount. You know that part of scripture that is pretty much all red letters, and it carries across three chapters in Matthew. I delight in that chunk of scripture, because that is a spot I really believe you can just sit at the feet of Jesus and imagine he is giving you a sermon, you know, just speaking to you. And we get to visit there today and reading from verse 9. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Reading again in the Amplified Version, it says, "Blessed, spiritually calm, with life joy in God's favour, are the makers and maintainers of peace, for they will express his character and be called the sons of God." Ooh, let's read the Amplified Version again. Let's just savor what it is amplifying. "Blessed, spiritually calm, with life joy in God's favor, are the makers and maintainers of peace, for they will, beloved, express his character and be called the sons of God." Hallelujah. What a promised child of promise, right? What a promise in reading the Amplified Version. "For they will express his character." And last month we were looking at the heart of God and him being love. This verse right here, that we will express his character, that we will be him in the world, right? Ambassadors for Christ. Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. Not only makers, but maintainers. That is an important thing. You make peace and you maintain that peace. There is an ongoing action here. It is not a one take deal and assume it sticks, but there is a pursuing of it. I googled the definition of a peacemaker, and it says a peacemaker is someone who brings about peace, especially by reconciling adversaries. And when I read that, I'm sure your minds also went to Jesus. I was just like, wait, wow. You know, we're like, our ultimate example is in Jesus. And then I read this peacemaker definition and I'm like, our ultimate example is our Lord and Saviour, Jesus. Let's go there, beloved. Let's go there. Romans 5, verses 10 and 11. And it reads, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." Hallelujah. Another word for peacemaker is mediator. Another word for adversary is enemy. This is our story. This is our song. Does anyone know that hymn? Praising my Saviour all the day long. This is our story. Peace. Peace with God. And as I've just said that, that is the beginning of Romans 5. That is Romans 5 verse 1. As I said, peace with God, I was like, wait. And let me read that. Romans 5 verse 1. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Having been justified by faith, beloved, we have peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. This is a wonderful truth of our life. I think we can be a little turbulent sometimes in life, and sometimes when we approach the throne, we can approach it like we do not have peace with God, like he's super mad at us sometimes. And yes, we do fall short, but also it says, even if we fall, we have an advocate, the Lord, and he loves us, and he wants us to come to him and repent. And so it is not presumptuous. It is not disrespectful. It is faith, beloved, to come to the throne of God and believe him when he says you have peace with him through his Son, and go, "Thank you so much for that peace, and I'm sorry for XYZ," where you are overwhelmed by your reality in Jesus and what he has accomplished for you, beloved. And so when things are going on in your life, or things rise up, and I don't want to come into the next episode with this. I want to stay in the attributes of a peacemaker, but I do want to hone in that you do have peace with God. And because you have, you can give. Whatever we have freely received, we also freely give. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Now let's look at some other scriptures and get into this a little bit more. Lean into this beautiful, beautiful wellspring that can be drawn from. That is peace. We're going to read from Hebrews 12, verse 14, and it reads, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." The King James Version says, "Follow peace." Pursue peace, beloved, with all people. I'm not going to be sitting here and go, "It's super easy." I know it's not easy. I'll be the first one to put my hand up and go, "Ooh." It really takes the indwelling of Jesus to have peace with all people. Have peace with those who have hurt you, disappointed you, insulted you. Goodness, having peace with people that might have done just terrible things. But there is a peace that you can reside in, that you can live in, beloved, that sets you free from the offense, whatever the enemy, the devil, would have the acts of that person like stick on you. Even that word, pursue, when I looked it up, I see go after, strive for, follow, like the King James Version says, chase, continue or proceed along a path of or route, seek to attain or accomplish. I mean, chase, strive after, go after. These sound really like really active, you know? You put peace somewhere and it's like, exhale. It almost insinuates when you just have peace by itself that it's something that you settle into, that it's something that you kind of sit in, that you lie back in, like you just sort of pull a blanket over yourself, and that is peace. But we've got pursue here, chase, strive. And I don't want to say it's aggressive, but it is incredibly intentional. Is an intentional thing to pursue something. Psalms 34:14 says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. That word there is to run after. Again, running after something. I don't know about you, but as a teenager, I really hated running after the bus for school. I really couldn't stand that. It was like the worst way to start my day was running for the bus. Even now, I don't like running. I'm like, people are just, they're taking it running for fun and they're posting things on an app, and it's, you know, power to you, power to those that just can go out there, wind, rain and shine, and run after their goals for running. You know, it's not my thing. Run after peace. Isn't it so interesting to consider obtaining peace this way? Because in the world, we have a lot of pursuits, you know what I mean? You pursue things in your career, promotions, a salary increase. You pursue certain projects. You pursue a particular position, a corner office maybe, a bigger office maybe, more ground, expansion, branching out. There's a pursuing. You know how to get there. You research, you Google, you call the right people, you present yourself a certain way in the right areas, in the right rooms. You network. You know how to pursue after it. If you're talking about a relationship and you're pursuing, this is more so for the men than for the women, and you're pursuing a woman of God, you will position yourself aright. This is not a relationship episode, but I'm hoping you're going to go to the Lord and ask how you should go after the heart of this daughter, right? But if you're pursuing, not by the world's way of pursuing, but you're pursuing, there is a way, right? For setting up yourself in the best sort of way to obtain the goal. And so pursuing those things makes a whole lot of sense. Pursuing peace, is that one of your goals? Child of God, has pursuing peace entered into your convictions that this is a positioning, this is a motivation in which you should live by? Have you considered how beautiful life could be chasing peace and not the peace of the world? No, not the peace of the world, because the peace of God is not like the world and it's not given like the world. The world has its own way of creating peace. In a lot of ways, it's just shelving something. In a lot of ways, it's shelving something. We're talking about the peace of God. Psalms 34:14, where it says, seek peace and pursue it. Seek here means to search out. By implication, to strive after, ask, beg, beseech, desire. Now, when I read the word beg, I think there is a version of begging for peace that might come in when you are in turmoil and you just want what I think would come out of our mouths, peace. But what we just want is relief from our feelings. We want relief from the feelings that we are feeling, which is, you know what I mean? We get to not want to feel rubbish. We get to not want to feel like we're going nuts, right? Completely valid. But the thing here is, peace isn't so much trying to feel okay. Peace isn't just feeling okay or comfort. There is a difference between seeking the Holy Comforter and just seeking our own comfort in things. Now, case in point, the cross. The cross was not comfortable. The whole experience that Jesus went through was not comfortable. It didn't become more comfortable as he resoluted to complete what God had him to do, right? It got more and more uncomfortable, but he had the peace of God in him because he saw past what this current thing was, the pain, the everything, and he looked towards what it would produce. He carried that peace in himself, endured the cross, and provided us peace with God. Reconciliation. He made us peacemakers by going through what would look to the human eye the most unpeaceful situation on the planet. Yet peace was there. Peace lied in trusting in his Father that he had the power to raise the body back up again and accomplish what he was meant to accomplish. Pursuing peace. I don't know if you're looking at parts of your life that you need to pursue peace in, make peace with, maintain peace in. Being active in it. It is not ticking a checklist. We go after it. And once we have obtained, we maintain by the grace of God. The King James Version said follow. This day and age, we all understand what following is. Following is part of the culture now, okay? It's like, I'll follow you on this. You follow me on that. I followed your page. Oh, I saw that you did this. We understand what following is. We choose to do those things every day. Every time we open up some form of social media, we're engaging in what we have chosen to follow. We are swiping and we are ingesting and we're digesting and we're beholding those things that we have chosen to follow. What would it look like, beloved, to keep beholding peace, live from peace, to have a stillness, live in you? And I think I'm stepping into episode 11 a little bit with that one. It's kind of hard to not overlap these episodes. We understand what following is, beloved. From the swiping to the beholding, we are called to behold Jesus. By beholding, we are changed. And that's come to me, and that is 2 Corinthians 3:18, and it reads, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Beholding, beloved, what we follow, we behold. This day and age, we know what it is to follow, to consume content. We are followers of Jesus. That's what Christians are. We are followers of Jesus. The Bible is telling us to follow peace. He is the Prince of Peace. By beholding, we become changed. I want to read from Isaiah 26:3. It reads, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you, beloved. That word stayed in the Strong's Concordance says to prop, reflexively to lean upon, take hold of, and this is talking about the mind leaning upon, the mind taking hold of Jesus. And when I think about that, when I think about the mind taking hold of Jesus, I think of 2 Corinthians 10:5, which reads, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience obedience of Christ, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. The thing about peace, beloved, from a world standard, from what we know, the opposite of peace is war. Not just lack of peace. When we think of like the extremities of the world that we live in, there's war. Peacemakers are pacifiers. Beloved, we are children of God and we are in a spiritual warfare. So returning back to 2 Corinthians 10, but reading verse 4 before verse 5, it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." They are not carnal, beloved, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Beloved, peace. We have peace with God. Don't let the devil come in with his lies and have you war with yourself and who you used to be. When you're peaceful up here, when you are resolute, when you have received, it does not matter what is going on. It does not matter what it looks like. That is the peace of God. I tell you, beloved, last episode I told you, I'm in a season of peace-filled faith and the enemy. We want to talk about spiritual warfare. The enemy has come for me, beloved. He has come for me. He does not want these episodes out. God is going to bring them out by his grace. Hallelujah. Spiritual warfare is a real thing. And the devil will have you look at the things that seem tangible. And then it can take you off kilter and you stop focusing on what God has said. You don't take your thoughts captive into the obedience of Christ and what he has done and what he has accomplished for you and who you are in him. And then suddenly everything that is true, it just unravels because your situation isn't comfortable. Because something is particularly uncomfortable. John the Baptist was in prison after baptizing Jesus, right? Baptized Jesus, declared from his own mouth, "Here is the Lamb that will take away the sins of the world." Sees the Spirit descend like a dove and he's in prison and goes, "Oh, are you the Messiah or do we seek another? Life's not really looking like I thought it would look. This don't feel right." Returning back to Isaiah 26:3, it says, "Because he trusts in you." The word trust means to hide, which means to hurry for refuge. Be confident or sure, be bold. It says to hide, which means to hurry for refuge, be confident or sure, or be bold. How are we told to come to the throne of mercy and grace? We are told to come boldly, beloved. We are told to come boldly because we trust him. And we trust what he has accomplished for us. And we trust that we have peace with God. And so we come to him in our times of need, in our times of despair, in our times of confusion, and especially on things that he has said to us or things that he has led us into, that he has set us in. And when we are weak, beloved, he is strong. He is strong. He will put endurance in you. He will put steadfastness in you. Peace is a pursuit. It is not a choice that you make so you can stop feeling uncomfortable. It is not a choice that you make so that you can steady your mind. It is not a choice that you make so you can come back into alignment with how things work for you. No, beloved. No, beloved. Peace is a settling in on God, is taking refuge in God, in amongst whatever it is. And trust me, if the Lord says, "Oh yeah, no, we're pivoting, you're going to quit that job, no more, you're supposed to be in that work environment," and you're like, "Oh, okay," and there's a different thing you're thinking about, but what about the next job? You'll have peace. God said go. But if you're in your job and you're not liking it, and you're just wanting out, and God saying, Mm-mm. It seems like chaos there. Be the peace within that chaos. That's not comfortable. You probably don't want that role, but you're the one. Hebrews 4:16 is where I got that from. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Beloved, it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Obtain, beloved, we obtain to pour out. We obtain to pour out. We pour out grace into the situation, into the person, towards what it is. We pour out mercy. I remember during a particular time, I was asking the Lord, what is going on? And he said to me, I am calling you to pour out more grace. He wasn't giving me a door out. He says, no, I want you to pour out more grace. And at the time, I was really lost at how I do that. I was like, no. In hindsight now, I'm like, oh, that is why you said that. He required it. Everything we ask for from God is a gift, right? God gives good gifts to his children. We understand that. We understand that notion, right? That God gives good gifts to his children. Whatever he gives us, he expects us to multiply. He expects us to multiply. We have parables from Jesus on multiplication, not things staying the same, but things being used and increasing and us being faithful servants. We understand that, right? The parable of the talents, we get that. We get that notion. We understand it. Peace is a gift. It's a gift, beloved. And as a child who houses peace, have you purposed to multiply it? Have you purposed to multiply it, beloved? God's peace. Not counterfeit comfortability. None of that. God's peace. Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you. As much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Why depends on you? Why you? You are the peacemaker. You are the carrier of the peace of God. Pursuing might not even end in obtaining. We have pursued after things that we never reached or obtained. Pursued after and it did not turn out the way we wanted. But it says that we are called to, if possible, live peaceably with all men. I know even with that scripture, it says, depends on you. Understand, beloved, I don't want your mind to be on you. I want your mind to be on the one that lives inside of you. You are not like the world. So let me add to that, if you will permit me to add to that, as much as it depends on you, child of God, as much as it depends on you, who house Holy Spirit, as much as it depends on you, ambassador for Christ, live peaceably with all men. Take your eyes off yourself and put your eyes on the Saviour. I'm hoping and desiring that there is a hope that ignites on the inside of you. That at the beginning of this episode, you may have been like, yeah, you know, peace is a little hard with people, you know. I would love a peaceful life. You know, there's so many things you can apply peace to. I would love a peaceful life. I could just be on a beach. I really love time away in a countryside. Ah, that's peace to me. I love a lazy day. Ah, that's peace to me. There are so many ways we can cultivate a sense of peace. When we look at this and we're talking about having peace with man, having peace with people, living peaceably, pursuing after, and you're like, that's just... not so easy. Where's your mind? This is called central point, where we center on Christ. Your peace comes from the Lord, actually. I said last episode, I have so much peace I should not have. A lot has happened since the recording of last episode. Beloved, I am here with a genuine smile on my face. I am at this mic speaking about being peacemakers with living testimony in me that it is 1,000% possible. And it is amazing. It is amazing. I am in awe of God. I am in awe of our Father. I'm in awe of Abba, that he would make it possible for us to be so anchored. As Psalms 34:14 says, depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it, despite, in spite of things. Like we said, love in spite of. Pursue peace in spite of, beloved. If we continue reading from Romans 12:18 and we go past the invitation to live peaceably with all men, if we continue into verse 19 to verse 21, it says, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. I know that doesn't sound peaceful, just stay with me. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good, which is similar to Psalms 34:14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. We have a practical example of here of feed your enemy, provide water, drink for your enemy. It is God who repays. It is God who will do it. You have peace with God. Give it to God. Leave it in God's hands. Make peace with it, beloved. I have no idea. You might be in the best season of your life, in your promised land. Hallelujah. I don't know what season you're in, but if there's something you need to make peace with, trust who your Father is. Trust his goodness. Trust that he sees you. Position yourself as peacemaker because you are his son and you are his daughter. Stand in your identity. Take hold of it. Trust the Father who has called you to stand as such in each situation. This is who you are. This is who you are in Christ Jesus. You are a peacemaker in Christ Jesus. God's way. Holy Spirit filled. Holy Spirit led. And peace doesn't look the same, you know. Peace doesn't look the same in all things. The final piece of scripture that I want to close out in before I pray is taken from James 3:17 to 18. And it reads, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. I'm going to repeat that again. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Beloved, that is you. We seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, and then everything is added. Isn't that a peaceful scripture? Isn't that a settling scripture where it tells us to seek him first? Seek his righteousness first and everything will be added. Settle your mind, settle your heart. Live from this peace, this wellspring. The one that, like we said last episode, defies all logic, all intellect. There is no making sense of it, but it stays and it dwells The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. It is sown in peace, beloved, by peacemakers. Come on. Let's go, beloved, because that is how that fruit is sown. We're not trying to sow it any kind of other way. Let's not try to. Let's not convince ourselves of another way. Let's just trust our God. Let's trust our Abba and go, okay, if that is how it's sown, Father God, I will do it. I will do it by your grace. I will do it by your will. I will do it because I love you and I want your way in the world, not my own. I want to see people saved. I want them to come home, Father God. Surrender your heart. Allow it to take hold, to pursue. Let us run after. If God's calling me to run after something, and even though I don't like running, I will run after it. So I will run after peace. By his grace, I will run after peace. I will provide peace. I will keep people's peace where it should be, God's peace. I don't want people's peace filled in their sin. No, no. We provide the peace of God, not whatever that is. That's not love. You leave someone in their sin, that's not love. That's ignoring. That's not peace. I mean, that might give you your peace of mind. Right? I don't have to deal with that. That's counterfeit. That's counterfeit, beloved. It's not about seeking your peace of mind by ignoring needs or ignoring how you being God's hands and feet in the world, ignoring standing in something God has called you to standing. That's not the peace of God. That's counterfeit. This year, I don't know what you are personally seeking after, hoping for in the Lord, what personal goals you have pursued thus far, and how far you are in that pursuit. Can I encourage you that you add peace to the list and you bring it a little closer to the top, because it's a part of your identity. You are called to be a peacemaker. You are not asking God to make you something that he has not intended for you to be. You're not striving after something. His Holy Spirit in you does not make you. Take hold, believe, receive. See how it is possible when the world would see it impossible. And when they ask you how, you say, Jesus. You say, God. You say, because my Abba made it so. They say, who's Abba? You say, my Father in heaven. Let us pray. Oh, most kind and gracious Father. Abba, thank you so much. Goodness, Lord. There is so much beauty. There is so much joy. It's just abundant being called and positioned as your child. Last month, we looked at how we can house incredible amounts of love. Today, we have looked at how we are peacemakers and what it is to pursue it in a world of chaos, in a world that doesn't understand it. Lord, we thank you for being the very anchor to our soul. And Father God, I want to pray for anyone who is in a particular situation, or they are not feeling particularly peace-filled at this time, and they're not feeling particularly heard at this time, and they're not feeling particularly seen at this time. Father God, I pray that you come in like a wave, like a calm wave over them. I pray that they receive peace in where they are, if they are where you would have them be, that they would trust your heart for them and they won't look to themselves, that they would trust that you see and that you hear, and if you have had them tarry somewhere, or if you are taking what seems to feel like your time, that you are always on time and that you are working something out for their very best. Lord, keep molding and refining us. Keep chipping away so that we can be the peacemakers that you have called us to be in the earth. So we are just this eyesore, the eyesore that a child of God is in a world that does not recognize its Savior. We are so grateful, dear Lord. We are so grateful that we get to be positioned this way in the earth, that we get to experience our relationship with you and intimacy with you and see what your ways produce in the earth. Thank you so much for keeping us, for seeing us, for loving us, for speaking into us, speaking through us, and continually providing. We praise your name and we settle into your peace. Help us to maintain, Father God, with eyes on you, beholding you and becoming changed. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh my gosh. So yeah, peacemakers. Who'd have thought it? Look at you go. I'm just going to position you. I'm going to position you aright. Look at you go. Go, child of God. I'm proud of you for stepping into it, for taking hold of it, for desiring it, for saying yes to the Lord. It's not an easy journey, but it's the most fulfilling journey. Next week, we will stay here and will we look at storms? Don't worry. We're going to look at storms next week because, you know, nobody said it would be easy, but I don't believe he brought you this far, beloved, to leave you. By his grace, I will see you next week. You take care. God bless.